And this is an honor for me to do this. You know, I've known Chat Daddy Art Sims for quite some time, and he's been on this radio show before, or on WGN before, should I say. And Adam Hellman is the executive director. They're both involved with a nonprofit organization called Guest House. Hey, guys, welcome to WGN. Belated Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. Upcoming Happy New Year. You do amazing work. Adam, I'll come to you first. What is Guest House?
Well, I'll tell you, Steve. First of all, thank you so much for inviting Art and me to participate with you today and to be on the show with you. So Guest House is a nonprofit, and we make it possible for people to get medical treatment when they need to stay near the hospital. So we have in our facility 53 fully furnished apartments that are available to medical patients who are receiving treatment, and we will help people if they need to stay a day. We'll help people if they need to stay a year. So really any range of treatment, any diagnosis, inpatient, outpatient treatment. And so we support patients and their families for whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. And if I need your services, how much does that cost me?
So it's variable. Our maximum rate is $72 a night, but we work with every family individually based on what their own means are and what they can afford. So we figure out what they can actually afford to pay. We don't turn people away for financial reasons because our mission is to make it possible for people to get treatment. So the people who stay with us are people who are getting an organ transplant, people who are getting advanced cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. It might be the family of a premature baby who's in the NICU, the neonatal ICU, something like that. So it's really a variety. Any diagnosis, any age, we support. And really, we just want to make it possible for people to be able to stay and get the treatment they need.
Art Chat Daddy Sims, how did you, and you're so known, you're everywhere in Chicago. You are Mr. Social in Chicago. So, friends, if you cover, say, theater in Chicago, if you cover the media in Chicago, if you're, I don't know, out and about and are a socialite in Chicago, which I'm certainly not.
Yes, you are, my friend.
No, not
yes,
a socialite.
Oh,
no,
Steve,
no.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Man,
nowhere
come
near.
On now.
No, but you are.
Okay.
You're everywhere. How did you get involved? And a radio guy, right?
Absolutely.
So how did you get involved with this organization?
First of all, Steve, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be back with you and the WGN listening audience. A friend of mine's, our director of development, reached out to me and said, I think we have the most perfect opportunity for you to come join us. After the pandemic, we all had to make a pivot. As I tell people, this is my post-retirement job, and I'm very excited about the things that are happening at Guest House. I started off in guest services, and I got to work with our guests hands-on, taking the phone calls from the people, hearing that the people needed help when they call. A lot of people share stories and situations with you that you really didn't even ask for that, but it also helps you to understand where these people are. And just to know, in a 1 year alone, we've serviced over 700 families in 1 year. And it just means a lot to me. I love people. I love connecting with people. But this is a whole different level of connecting with people.
Well, at a point in their lives where they're, I assume, mm-hmm. desperate for help.
Absolutely.
And may have nowhere else to turn. Yeah, over 700 families, over 12,000 mm-hmm. nights of service.
Correct.
And that's quite incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And what would have happened to those people if you weren't there? I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about what you do. Steve Dale back with you on WGN, 11 minutes before 3 o'clock, in for Lisa Dent, and having really the honor to talk with Chat Daddy Art Sims and Adam Hellman, who is the executive director of Guest House. And we're talking about what this organization does, which is provides a safety net, I suppose. Is that, Adam, a good way to put it?
Yeah, absolutely. So temporary lodging is a part of care that people don't think about so much. So a lot of our partner hospitals are medical destinations. So Northwestern, University of Chicago, Rush, University of Illinois. People come from far and wide to get their treatment there. But also we partner with Stroger Hospital of Cook County. And there are times when people just live in Chicago and they're close by, but if they're going through treatment being at home, that environment's just not amenable to them to go back and forth from the hospital. So the options that patients have if they don't have our service can be kind of bleak, you know? If they come from out of town, people sometimes might have to sleep in their car. They might have to wash up in the bathroom at the hospital, might eat out of the vending machine, eat at the hospital cafeteria. It's one of those things that people just don't think about so much. But especially for serious illnesses, sort of you have to go to the academic medical centers to get an organ transplant. You can't do that at your community hospital. You have to go to one of these leading medical centers. If you have certain bloodborne cancers, you can't get treated for that locally. Your doctor says, well, I have good news for you. You can get treated, but the difficult news is you have to go to Chicago to get that treatment.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing that that treatment is offered, and it's Absolutely. A good thing we have these cutting-edge, wonderful hospitals, but they don't provide housing, of course.
Exactly.
They can't do that, and for some, staying at a hotel afterwards is affordable. But for many, that option is not, and also I think a hotel doesn't provide Art everything that you do.
Absolutely. We provide a fully furnished apartment. We have one-bedroom units, two-bedroom units, and a few three-bedroom units. And in that unit, you would find a queen-size bed, let-out sofa, reclining chair, a kitchen with a complete, you know, refrigerator, pots, pans, dishes, your own bathroom. And you have to keep in mind, a lot of times, the patient may be in the hospital when their loved ones need to be near them so that they can check on them. We've had situations where people have had to come 5 hours just for a doctor's appointment. And
sure.
They'll have small children with them and just not know what to do. And we have really become such a comfort zone to people that they become family to you because you do help them through their experience while they're staying with us at Guest House.
And that's another thing. So the hotel isn't going to do that. They may be very nice.
Right.
But they're not going to have any expertise to deal mm-hmm. as a social worker might. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, sort of in that realm.
Yeah.
Everyone who works there, we're a very small team of people, but a great team of people. Everyone
and trained,
there,
I assume.
Absolutely. We're not social workers, keep in
right,
mind, but
we're right.
individuals who have a passion and a heart to help people. And we figure out how do we find these resources to help these people, because you'll be surprised. Where we're located, the average hotel room could be $200 a night, but if there's a major concert at the United Center, that room could go up to $400 or $500 a night.
Oh, and those hotel rates, I think they're
fluctuating.
Higher than what you
right.
just said.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So
I think the reality is hotel mm-hmm. rates, and that is without the tax and the entertainment costs.
Sure,
the,
right.
You know, by the time you're, I mean, really, the hotel.
And you
cost.
Can cook your own food in our facility. You have your own kitchen. All you have to do is provide your food, and we also provide meals for our guests as well.
Oh,
too.
Do you?
We have a meal once a week in our community room. There are times when we do have meals twice a week. These meals are sponsored by various organizations, groups, companies that want to come and give back to our people. And they're very easy meals. We have multicultural meals, movie nights, you know, different things to help the family feel at ease while they're with us.
Speaking of which, do you have availability for socialization as well? So at a hotel, you're not going to get that. You're in your room or whatever. You could be down in the lobby, I suppose, and talk to random people. But here, everyone is there for kind of a similar reason.
Right. That's actually a really, really good point, too, Steve, because a part of going through a medical trauma or a medical crisis in your family is that it becomes a very isolating thing for people. So, you know, almost every family has experienced this at some point. Someone gets sick, and all of a sudden, you stop being Steve and Steve's family, or Art and Art's family, or Adam and Adam's family, and you're the family with the person who has this dread disease.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody starts looking at you as a diagnosis. And having a community room, which is open all day, every day during the week, and we have some volunteer activity on Sunday, and as Art said, the meals that we serve gives people an opportunity to just interact and sort of like a restoration of their dignity and their individuality. Because even at the hospital, there's a certain amount of being a diagnosis there too, because that's your interaction with the hospital. And we're really lodging, and we're where people stay, their feeling of home. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important to us to create that sense of community, safety, comfort, and relaxation for our families.
Several text questions here. One, is it possible if only a loved one to stay in the apartment if your loved one is the patient admitted in the hospital? Do you understand
so,
exactly
yeah,
what that
means? Yeah, so we're open to outpatients and their families, or I think what the texter is describing is an inpatient, so somebody in the hospital and the family needs to be nearby or wants to be nearby during their treatment. And a lot of times we'll have people come and they'll be inpatients for a while. Let's say they're getting their transplant, so they're in the hospital for several weeks, and then they become an outpatient for recovery and for their follow-up visits, and they'll stay with us as outpatients too. So we'll serve either, and we'll support either.
Art, is there sometimes entertainment there?
Absolutely. Really? I work there. Are you kidding me? What more entertainment would you need? No, yes, there is entertainment.
Well, that means there are free hugs if you're there.
Yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm. I love giving out free hugs. But just during the holiday season, we had a wonderful young lady to come in and play music. We have various choirs, groups, people that come in the new year. We're looking to expand more so that we are able to engage our guests in a manner in which they are like, look, this is really our family here. And that's the way people feel now, but we really want to bump that up.
And we know some of that is healing as well. Mm-hmm. The music, for example, studies
sure.
have been
mm-hmm.
done about that. All right. So how do people learn more about the organization Guest House and the website?
Yeah. So the easiest way to learn is to go to www.guesthousechicago.org.
That's easy. Guesthousechicago.org.
That's us.
All
yes.
Right. And for the younger, more trendy crowd,
yes.
we're on Threads, we're on Instagram, and we're on Facebook, Guest House Chicago. So make sure you guys follow us and support us.
Perfect. Well, it's great to talk to both of you. Thank you for what you both do. And if we haven't made it clear, this very much is a nonprofit organization. So if you have some extra money to give between now and the end of the year, I assume you're not going to say no?
We would never say no to a generous donation, Steve. That's absolutely right.
And we would love for you to come by and see what we do.
I'd love to do that at some mm-hmm. point. You got it.
Absolutely.
And he asked me on the radio, so now I have no choice.
Right. You're committed to it, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Cuneo will be here. Liv Warfield. You don't know their names? Well, you sure will. Art knows their names.
Liv, yay!
Yeah, and we'll talk with them. And that is after the news as we slide into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Comment.